You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your hosts, George Papazov and Mark Borscht.
What's going on, trade pros? Welcome back to another episode of Mind Over Markets with myself, Mark Borscht, and my host,
George Papazov.
In today's episode, we're going to be speaking on some of the routines and the rituals that traders can use to put themselves into the right mindset for high performance trading. This one is really important because routines and rituals are actually a really integral part of your daily life, whether you know it or not. And every person has developed their own rituals and routines over their years, you know, both consciously and subconsciously, that allow them to get through the day. So you can think of something like, you know, having to get your morning coffee when you wake up. You can't start your day without your morning coffee. Little things like these are your routines and your rituals that you kind of go through. And, you know, traders are no different. At the end of the day, we're people. We're creatures of habit, and we require routine really in order to complete our jobs effectively. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're essentially going to be unpacking this topic in detail. And along the way, we're going to help you guys actually create a solid morning routine that you can go ahead, put in place before you sit down at your trading terminal to start the session. So before we actually jump into this, let's hear a quick message from our sponsor here at Trade Pro Academy.
Awesome. Thank you, Marky. This episode is sponsored by Trade Pro Academy. And I just wanted to share a quick little message with you guys. You know, whether you like it or not, everything in life you've created a routine around. And the question is the routine working for you, right? It could be a bad or a good routine, but nonetheless, you have a routine that's established. So what would it be like for your trading results, for your performance, for your financial freedom, you know, to put behind a really good routine behind yourself? One way you could do that is we have some great resources to incorporate into your morning routine, like our YouTube channel. Every morning at 9 a.m., we do a morning market update that summarizes all the overnight developments and what we expect to happen in the market and what's moving and driving the markets on a daily basis. Head on over to YouTube channel, youtube.com/TradePro Academy, and you can catch us there every single morning at 9 a.m. And it's a favorite part of a lot of traders' routine globally. And another thing for routine is be part of a winning community. At Trade Pro Academy, we trade together every single day with our global community from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern. So imagine having a three-hour session where you could trade on a winning team as part of your daily routine. It can be something for you. Check it out. Head on over to TradeProAcademy.com.
Awesome. Thanks for that great message, George. And just to kind of echo that fact, you know, the YouTube channel, the morning update, we, like Georgie alluded to, we get a lot of people that say that that's part of their routine. And that's really great to see. And I know for myself personally, before I was even part of TradePro, that was something that I really enjoyed. And it almost didn't feel right sitting at my trade station without watching it, right? Without getting the updated drivers. And you bring about a great energy to the morning. So it's great, it's informative, and you get a happy face, and a big smile to start the session. So what can go wrong with that, right? So
make sure you guys— Thank you,
Marky. Yeah.
You know that it's actually part of my routine as well. I love it also. Like, creating this morning market update has become a part of my day, and I wouldn't do without it. So I promise to do it forever.
Exactly. There you go, guys. So what makes routines, or rather, what about routines and rituals is so important for your success as a trader? So we kind of alluded to that just now here. Think about it this way. Many of the most successful individuals follow routines and rituals that they've developed over the years to quickly get into the required state of action that's necessary for high performance. All right, these are your high performance, and performance can allude to different things, right? High performance doesn't necessarily mean, you know, just physical performance. This is also mental performance, right? Not only are we talking about professional athletes here, but we're also talking about successful business individuals. You can consider these people like Fortune 500 CEOs, your Bill Gateses, your Warren Buffetts, etc., right? All of these people have morning routines. They have routines and rituals in place in order to get the right mindset for the day. All right, so let's take a look at some of the quick examples of the most common traits of routines of the highly successful. And I'll let Georgie start this off.
Yeah, this is awesome. I love this part because I've researched success a lot, Mark. like even before I had a taste of it myself, I used to always study individuals who had it. And I used to love to model success. I actually have sheets that I'd filled out of characteristics, responses, how they behave of very successful people. I had a binder where I'd read their books and try to model their behaviors. So I actually love this list. The first one to me that I've noticed is they set alarm clocks to wake up early, same time every day. High performers start their day early and are productive from the hop.
Awesome. Also got to be on the weekends, right? Especially on the weekends, you're going to want to have to set those alarm clocks, wake up early and remain productive. That's a really big one. Another big one is that a majority of these successful individuals start their day off with a few minutes of quiet time, right? Whether that's meditation, silence, visualizing, whatever it may be, they start the day off with a little bit of quiet, clear the mind and get ready, you know, to attack what you have to.
And the next one is that they tend to establish routines for their morning exercises. They'll have some physical component and you don't have to go to the gym and spend 2 hours every single morning before you start working, but you can incorporate components of daily exercise before you even start your day very easily. All right, within your home, it's super simple. So that's one really big, highly successful trait.
Another trait here is that they tend to sit down for breakfast with the family. All right, and this one, I think it's great. I personally don't really eat breakfast in the morning, so it'd be different for me. But I can see what the effect of that is, right? Sitting down with the family, just having that family time, clear up your head, clear up any stresses, and you know, live for the moment. Right. I think that's one of the benefits of family, of course, right? Spending time with your loved ones is you get to live for the moment and you get to be gratuitous for, you know, for having that family.
Absolutely, Mark. I think that's the big thing there is that G word, the gratuity. I think that's the end of the day, you know, no matter how little you think you have, you always have a lot more to be grateful for than reasons that you have lack. So I think that's a time of reflection there with the family. I personally don't eat breakfast either. I know you and I have a very similar eating schedule. We don't eat like the first 12 hours that we're awake. not 12 hours, but I usually eat in the afternoon, like early to mid-afternoon. And I definitely don't eat a lot before I perform. So for me, this is the equivalent of, you know, on the way out of the door, saying goodbye, kissing the wife, you know, sharing a few messages, or just spending a little bit of time to connect and recharge with them. And then one of the last things, I mean, there's a lot of different characteristics, but these are the top ones, is to start the day with a to-do list. And I used to just show up in the office, you know, in my corporate job, definitely not as a trader and business owner, that wouldn't fly, but just show up and wing it, if you will, and that would do relatively well. But when you have a lot of things to balance, you need a checklist. So a lot of top performers start the day with a to-do list. And I mean, I could do a whole episode on to-do lists, but it's out of context for trading. But I'll give you this: follow the MSN criteria, mission critical, should do, and necessary. And so throughout the day, you list a couple of bullet points. What's mission critical? This absolutely has to get accomplished. Should do, be like, you know, I should do it if I get around to it. And the last one is it would be nice to do, not necessary. I apologize. So it's mission critical, should do, and then nice to do. And if you complete the list, great, but you should always have a to-do list, because how many times do we start the day and get distracted? And before we know it, we waste 3 hours in a YouTube wormhole. You know, it all started with one video that led us to a cat video that led us to, and you know, you look at comments sometimes. I've done this too. I get in the wormhole on YouTube, Mark. I look at the comments and somebody's like, I don't know how I ended up on this video, but but I'm enjoying it. And I'm like, yeah, me either. So yeah, have a to-do list so you can have a focus for the day. It's very, very productive. That's one of the actually most effective habits that I have.
Yeah. And, you know, even further to that point, you can simplify it even further by just, you know, one mission critical. What's one thing that you'd be proud of if you accomplished today, and kind of go with that, right? So those are some of the most common traits of routines of the highly successful people, of highly successful individuals. So how can this kind of relate back to trading, right? So as a trader, it can be very, very useful to establish some similar kinds of routines, right? Because if you're seeing successful individuals, you know, performers in sports, performers in business, performers in the arts as well, right? If you're seeing them using these kinds of methods, using routines, using certain rituals in order to get themselves ready to perform, wouldn't it make sense for you to do the same, right? So in order to really put yourself in the best position to perform at a high level when you sit down at your screen, you're going to need to have these kinds of routines in place. And, you know, focusing more specifically on the aspect of trading, when you think about what we can control in the universe of trading and what we can't, the obvious is we can't control the market, right? There's nothing that we can do about the market. There was a great press conference from Berkshire Hathaway that you alluded to this morning on this morning's YouTube update with regards to something that that Warren Buffett said, right? And he said, nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Nobody knows what's going to happen next week or a couple of years down the road, right? And I think that's super important, because if somebody like Warren Buffett says he doesn't know what's going to happen tomorrow, then why would you think you have more control or know that something's going to happen in specific, right? So the market in itself is out of our control. But the one thing that we can control really is how we think, how we feel, and how we behave, right? So at the end of the day, the thing that we can really control is ourselves, right? It's yourself at the end of the day. That's the one thing that you can control in this market, right? A lot of traders, they look for consistency, right? When you ask them what they want to do, they say, I'm looking for consistency, right? And consistency to some people might mean I'm looking to make X amount of dollars a day. And, you know, sometimes the market has the opportunity to give you that many, you know, 5-6 opportunities a day. Sometimes there aren't just any opportunities. So if you're looking for the same kind of paycheck, that might not be what you're going to get. You can't control what the market gives you. But one of the things that you can achieve with consistency is how you behave, right? Because that's one of the things that you can control. So it becomes increasingly important to focus on those aspects, how we think, how we feel, and how we behave. And this kind of all relates back to how trading in itself is a relatively stressful job, all right? It's stressful in the sense that it can lead to burnout quite easily if you don't control the things that you can, right? So let's take a look at some of the importance of routine for success in trading.
All right. I love it, Marky. Let's jump into it. I just want to mention one thing about the Warren Buffett quote, where he said, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in a certain amount of time. What fascinated me, Marky, is what he said right after as well. He said there, and you mentioned that you said, well, we can control ourselves. I like what he said, because right after that, he says, you know, there are certain scenarios that are going to lead to us investing money, and certain scenarios that are going to lead to us not investing our money. And so it's great, because you can do these if and scenarios and create hypotheticals, but you have no control over which one you're going to get. So all you could do is work on being prepared. And so I love that. I just wanted to bring that up for Warren Buffett, because I thought that was a huge, huge little nugget for a lot of people. For me, it was a massive learning moment as well to kind of see Warren Buffett confirm that. Importance of routine for success. Trading is a high-performance sport. We say that a lot. We use the S word, sport, in these podcasts. And, you know, while you don't have to be physically as capable as an athlete, you are an athlete, and you have to view yourself that way, right? We exert a lot of energy and resources in order to win. Whether we're an athlete, whether you're a trader, it takes a lot of energy to succeed, all right? And, you know, winning in any, overcoming any obstacle, winning in every kind of environment requires energy. And so the reason we need a routine and the importance of a routine is that we need to replenish. We got to kind of recharge those batteries. Right? I think that it's a constant balance between how much of your energy source are you depleting and how much of it are you recharging. And there's a kind of fine balance that you have to hit for optimal performance. Because at any given moment, you can't drain your energy too much, right? Because then you're going to be running on fumes. You won't be motivated enough. But at the same time, you can't overly charge and not use an opportunity to exert some of that force either. So it's a fine balance. And I think the routine energizes you for the day. And without being energized, every single day you're going to show up with less and less depleting energy to the point that you have a disastrous outcome. This is how important this is for me. All right. And like Mark put in here, athletes have their own routines every single day. So why wouldn't you? And I think it's very important that we use this episode to help you create your own. I'm going to share mine with you. Mark's going to share components of his, and you're going to notice they're different. And more importantly, it's what you create for yourself. But remember, if you hear the statement, you are a high performance machine, and you can't believe it at this point, it's more important for you to move forward with some psychology and personal development at this point than it is to try in and go trading without a lack of that belief.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head with that, George, in the sense that it really is a fine line. Trading really is a fine line between exerting energy and replenishing that energy. And really the whole importance of this routine is to be able to balance that, right? So, you know, that goes without saying that you're going to want to stay away from negative routines or rituals that are not really conducive for performance. So, you know, these are your basic standard ones, right? You don't want to be drunk when you're trading, right? That's not very conducive to performance, nor do you really want to be doing drugs while you're trading. Again, something that's not conducive to performance. But there's also a couple of things that might not be so common, right?
Wow,
so,
I've been doing it wrong, Mark. Is that what you're telling me?
Got him. So some of the things that might not be as common that are negative rituals or negative routines, right, is you don't want to get into the routine of, you know, maybe if you don't have enough rest for the night, you don't want to get into the routine of, you know, starting trading without very much sleep, without very much rest. Similarly, you know, if you find that in the mornings you're distracted or you're getting into fights with your spouse, et cetera, before you're trading, that's also not a routine, or that's not really something that you want before you're going to be trading, right? Those aren't the kinds of things that you want to bring to your trading. So, you know, it goes without saying that obviously you don't want to get drunk or you don't want to do drugs before you trade, and you want to come in with a clear head. And if for any reason you can't come in with a clear head after doing or before performing these routines, it's better to sit the day out. All right.
Yeah. So if you don't come in with a clear head, you're going to leave with a clear wallet.
Ooh, that might be the quotable. That was a good one. So with that being said, let's go ahead and take a look at some of the healthy habits of higher performers. All right. And so we kind of mentioned here that there's two kind of aspects of performance. There's a physical aspect to performance, and then there's the mental aspect of performance, right? And so you're going to want to combine the two. You're going to want to have healthy mind and healthy body. So what do successful athletes and performers do? Well, first and foremost, they eat healthy food, right? They eat whole foods. They eat foods that provide nutrition and minerals to their body in order to be able to exert the energy and recover from, you know, the workouts that they do. Number two, they exercise. Exercise is huge. I know an interview that we did recently with an ex-prop trader, he mentioned that exercise is huge. No matter how long you've been doing this, because of the industry that we're in, exercising is huge, and it provides a variety of benefits. Obviously, if you're a high-performing athlete, you're going to have to be doing some form of exercise. So exercise is another one. Third one here is staying hydrated, all right? H2O, the source of life. I believe our bodies are what, 70%? There you go. George's got his in the background. I got mine here. And what's the statistic? Water is like 70, 80% of your body?
Anywhere in between. I've read a lot of 70, yeah. So we're mostly, no one disputes, we're mostly composed of water.
Yeah, mostly composed of water and grossly under-consuming it. All right. And so if there's one thing you can do, stay hydrated. That's going to help you out. It's going to help your body feel in sync, right? And when your body feels in sync, so does the mind. And so moving on to number four, high performing athletes, high performers, they get a lot of sleep. All right. Everyone needs different amounts of sleep. Obviously, somebody that's, you know, doing marathon running is going to probably get a little bit different sleep than somebody that's doing sprinting, different sports. But at the end of the day, you've got to get enough sleep to feel rested, right? You need to recover. You know, people can work on different amounts. I know my wife, she can't really work on that much. I don't really need that much, to be quite honest, right? So 5-6 hours for me, I can get away with. She probably can't get away with anything less than 8 or 9. Right. So know where you are, know where your performance is, and go from there. And further to what we just mentioned, a lot of high performers have minimal alcohol and drug consumption. In fact, most extreme accomplishers don't even drink. And Georgie's got some notes on here. I can't say that for myself personally.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, this is a special time. So I don't want people to be like, listen, I'm having a beer every couple of days, or like I'm drinking, you know, this is a difficult time. But even though it's a difficult time, it's a time of opportunity. I personally, my wife quit drinking in January of last year. So she hasn't had a drink since, which has really been helpful because, you know, the first few, we didn't know she was pregnant until the first like 7 weeks. So she hasn't been drinking a long time. And I sort of sat back, Marky, and I evaluated, you know, alcohol from an analytical standpoint, you know, like the benefits, the rewards. And I honestly could tell you that I haven't drank much. I've drank twice, literally in months. And I remember the one time is with you guys in the meeting. Remember we had some, we had a celebration drink, and then I had a beer somewhere with my friends. And, you know, I would get you guys to think about consumption of anything. Like, and I was going to talk about this, healthy food as well, because from my personal experience, the first 2 weeks of this quarantine, because of the coronavirus, I gained like 12 pounds. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I had grotesque eating habits. And you have to understand that a lot of the reason that we ate a lot is because of the stress, all right? It's a stress on your system, on your body, because it's an unknown. There's a lot of fear in the world, you know, there's a lot of uncertainties. And so you're stressed. And one of the most, you know, raw, longest forms of satisfaction for humans are eating calories, right? It gives you like a big...
I love calories.
Yeah, there's nothing like eating a good meal, right? You feel safe. You feel like everything's going to be okay. You know, I've never had a problem I couldn't eat my way through. But here's the thing, is that creates danger because, and about 18 months ago or so, when we stopped drinking, Marky, we did a little hypnosis for me because I have problems with eating. I'm not overweight, but I'm not also in the shape that I want to be in, you know? And I've long kind of battled with this. I've hit an area where I've gained so much weight, so I had to pare it back with exercise. And I almost start going to the gym because I've become a shape I don't like versus going to the gym for becoming what I want to be, you know, like an away motivation.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds that sounded away motivated.
Totally away motivated. It's like, you know, why do you have to hit a certain thing you don't like in order for you to go do something healthy? And I'm going to tell you when it changed for me a lot. I used to eat a lot of food in short periods of times and really junk food. It changed for me when I realized it's just fuel, right? So every single time I ate food, I asked myself, you know, is this the fuel that I want to put in? And if you remove the joy out of eating, if you just look at it as a fuel source, you immediately begin to make better decisions. And for me, you know, I eat less now. I don't go to the gym as much. I got resistance bands. I'm working out during coronavirus. But I feel fantastic because I eat fewer times a day. I eat no more than twice a day. Sometimes I get by with just once. Last week or so, Marky, I've eaten once a day. And, you know, and I feel fantastic. And I'm going to tell you guys this. Look, this is a very important relationship with yourself and food. And you're probably surprised to hear that in the trading podcast. But you're a high performer. You know, I remember when I used to eat a lot of breakfast. I used to be a big breakfast person. I'd eat a ton of food. I'd show up at the desk and fight sleep because I'm lethargic.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not optimal performance state. Now, the last time I eat before I trade is the evening before. And then I don't eat till I'm done trading in the afternoon. And I found it's worked really well for me. Always consult your physician for legality purposes. For non-legality purposes, screw your physician. You know your body the best. All right. I just want to mention that. And I understand these times, the world's probably gained a little bit of weight. But I think if we flip the script and remove emotional eating, we start to eat for fuel and performance.
Yeah, I think that's a great point you bring up, especially, you know, flipping the script and positioning it as a source of fuel versus a source of comfort. And I remember, who was it? Someone back in, I think university mentioned that, you know, whenever you're having troubles with food, think of your body as a car. And he's like, what do you consider yourself to be? Are you a Ferrari or are you a Honda? Right? He's like, a Honda takes 89, Ferraris will take, what's the highest one? 94.
Octane.
94. Yeah, there you go. So he's like, which one are you? If you're putting in good stuff, like if you consider yourself to be a Ferrari, you're going to be putting in the 94. If you consider yourself to be a Honda, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be eating the junk, right? Not to say Hondas are junk, but you guys get the reference.
It won't perform as well as the Ferrari. Exactly. We're talking about high performance here, that's for sure.
Exactly. It won't perform as well, right? And so similar thing would happen. If you put the low, the 88 or 89 into the Ferrari, you're not going to get the same kind of performance, right? So make sure that you're putting in the right things, right? So bottom line is, your body and your mind need to be on their A game in order to synchronize and deliver that strong performance. So this is why athletes train so much, and that's why you also need to do the same as a trader, right? So we've kind of spoken on some of the benefits or some of the contents and habits of highly successful athletes and performers. Let's quickly summarize some of the benefits of routines, you know, for those of you that haven't been paying as much attention, right? So what are some of the benefits of routines? Well, first and foremost, you start your day in a positive mental state, all right? There's this great quote that I remember from Tim Ferriss, actually a book that I'd recommend to you guys called Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss. This is a big one I got right with me. And he mentioned, if you win the morning, you win the day.
I love right? Tim Ferriss and that quote. Fantastic. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a Tim Ferriss quote in particular, so I'll have to get that right. But the quote in itself remains the same. If you win the morning, you win the day. And I think that's super powerful. And starting the day off with a positive mental state inspires the same for the rest of the day. All right. Further to that point, that's one of the other benefits of routines, is that they inspire confidence and they inspire clarity, right? Like we said earlier, if you're taking the time to just sit, to be silent, and just to clear your mind, you're going to have a lot of clarity. And in, you know, going through the routine, you're going to have confidence in yourself to knock and do your goals, right? Another benefit of routines, they help increase your energy. We're going to get into that shortly. You'll see a great template that we have of a morning routine and how we can adapt that to making it a really, really great morning routine for traders, right? So that's another benefit of routines. Fourth benefit, kickstarts your brain, all right? A lot of routines, you're gonna want to start in the morning with something that makes your brain work, right? You wanna get those neurons firing, all right? And in doing so, it also encourages self-reflection. If you've got the right routine in place, you're going to knock out all of these benefits. You'll start your day off right with the right mental state. You're going to be confident. You're going to have clarity. Your energy is going to be right. Your brain is going to be firing. Those neurons are going to be firing. And you're also going to be able to self-reflect in the morning so that you can proceed the day with a clear mind, right? Ready to perform at a high level. So now that we've got a better understanding of the benefits of routines and rituals and how successful individuals use them to win, let's put together our morning routine.
I want to approach this a bit of a different way. How about we share our routines, you sure. And I, and then we're going to go through step by step of a routine that I use as a template to create my own and where you could start out. Everyone's routine is going to be different, but I'd like for us to share our two routines, and we're going to go through and help you incorporate segments to create your own. You don't have to copy. You can't copy someone's routine. And I'm going to be able to copy someone's routine. It's useless to you. But what is important is you pick and choose from what other people are doing, see what works for you, and create your own. So you want to kick it off, Marky, with your routine?
Sure. Sure. So my routine is really pretty simple. I like to wake up in the morning. All right. One of the first things I like to do before I brush my teeth or any of that, obviously, if the wife's out of bed as well, is to make my bed. All right. First and foremost, I need to make my bed, and making my bed kind of gives me my first task that's been accomplished for the day. I find that important because it's one of the things that I can control. Right. And so just knowing that I've started the day off with a task completed kind of gives me the feeling that I'm winning.
That's amazing. Right? I'd wonder what percentage of the population makes their bed in the morning. I think it's less than we would think.
I have no idea, but I will tell you this. My grandpa gave me a great piece of advice, and it's a little bit difficult to translate it between the two languages, but in essence, it's the way the bed is left is how your sleep is. Basically. Like, so if you don't make your bed, you're not going to have a good sleep. essence. So that's really the first bit. Then the second bit, I like to go in, clean up, you know, brush my teeth, wash my face, etc. After I do that, I like to set my espresso. I like to make myself a nice espresso. And while that's running, I like to sit down on my couch, put my headphones in, do a quick little meditation. All right. Do a quick little meditation, usually 5 to 10 minutes.
Is it a guided meditation, Marky? You don't mind me asking? What do you use for your guided meditation?
Insight Time. I think it's called Insight Timer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Love that app.
Yeah. Insight Timer. That's the one. So I've messed around with a couple of them, but I found Insight has been the one that kind of relates to me the most. So I've kind of stuck with that one. So I'll do a quick little meditation. And then once my espresso is made, have a quick espresso, sit down, and usually reflect. So while I'm drinking my espresso, usually reflect on, you know, kind of what I'm feeling in the morning, any concerns I'm having, and write down a couple of my affirmations. So I like to, before I start the session, I like to do a couple of affirmations just to, you know, get my mind in the right, just to prime my mind for success, right? So I have a couple of affirmations that I like to repeat and I'll cycle through them. And then once I do that, I am more or less good to go. At that point, I basically switch on YouTube. George is part of my morning routine. George is part of my morning routine. So I'll usually go on YouTube, listen to George while I'm pulling up my charts. I'm just doing some of my pre-market analysis while listening to him. And then once that's done, we're basically good to go and we're ready to trade.
I think I just blushed a little bit.
Oh, stop it.
That's awesome. So what, like, how long after you wake up do you sit at the computer to do the market now, the morning market update and do your zones?
Probably like half an hour, 45 minutes after.
Awesome. That's cool, man. I thought I'd ask you about yours because, to be honest, I know some components of it, but I've never really had a chance to hear out your full routine, which is ludicrous.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of changed around with this whole coronavirus quarantine thing. It took a little bit of time. I mean, I'm a creature of habit. I'm not going to lie. It takes me a while, not a while, but it takes me some time in order to really brush things up. So it did take a little bit of time in order to find this new routine. But yeah, that's kind of what's been working for me recently.
Man, we're all creatures of habit. You know, it's like you either acknowledge your creature of habit or you're a little bit delusional. And let me, speaking of delusional, I mean, that's a fantastic routine, Marky. Not you, but my routine. What I do is I wake up, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. I pray to the market gods and they send me an email with trade signals, bro. And then I just race Ferraris, model. No, I'm just
and then you wake up.
And then I wake up.
And then, and then the day begins.
And then the day actually starts. Yeah. And so, you know, I think that's fascinating. I love your routine. Thank you for sharing it. Here's, you know, mine's pretty similar, actually. So I wake up and the first thing I tend to do is meditate. So for those of you that are new to it, you know, this is the silence aspect. Meditation is really important for me. I meditate every single morning. I used Insight Timer to start out, Mark, just like you. And the reason I liked it was guided. It kind of took you through the meditations. But I've been doing it for over 2 years now.
Yeah, see, I'm a little bit, I'm a lot less experienced.
But you're more experienced than others, right?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
I'm sure you're experiencing the benefits of it in your routine. And I've missed a few mornings. I can tell you the mornings that I miss meditation are the ones that I actually tend to be bad days in training and overall. So it's that important to me. It's like my single biggest recharger. So I'll meditate. I use an app. I actually use two of them. One of them is called... Every time you need to remember something, use it every day, you forget it. So one of them is called Inner Balance by Greg Braden. So he has the Heart Math Institute. And what he does is he measures coherence between your heart and your brain. So two signals are measured. And then when they're both coherent or in phase, when they're moving together at the same time, it gives you a reading. So I like that because it gives me a little competition. Like how
it's
long?
It's like science too. Well, not science, but like it's data backed by data.
Which is like, you know, makes a trader drool to think about that. It's like,
well, it's tough to quantify, like it's tough to quantify the benefits of meditating, right? With, you know, just through experiences, right? But if you can kind of quantify it with data, then I'm sure that would turn a lot of people that might not necessarily think meditation is something for them, it might turn them onto it.
Look, right? A lot of analytical minds are drawn to trading because it's numbers, but like, you know, they're not drawn to the performance aspect of it. They're drawn to the challenge of solving a mathematical equation, and it's very different. It's very, very different. And so I think meditating this way allows me to set challenges and goals and stay in coherence longer. And it's like a little device that clips on your pinky, Mark, and it tracks your coherence. And I've been thinking about trading with it on. I thought it'd be really interesting to see what would happen. And that kind of develops further ideas that we've talked about, Marky. But so I meditate with this thing that clips onto your pinky and gives you a signal. Some mornings when I just don't have time for it, rather than skip meditating, I'm just like, forget the device, I meditate. As soon as I'm done meditating, I wake up. What I like to do is read something for a few minutes, whether it's a book. I usually like to work on personal development. My reading time, I don't read any trading books whatsoever. I learn more about trading from every other book than trading books.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so I read a little bit of a book. I visualize. So I sit there and visualize how I want my day to go and then why I'm doing this. I like to visualize me accomplishing the goal that I'm after. It's not money you're after when you trade. It's what you're going to do with the money. So I like to spend a few moments in the energy of achieving or having those things that I'm working towards already. Just getting a taste of it, if you will. Imagine being able to taste pure motivation. What would that do for your day? And so that's what I try to do. I visualize that. And then I'll get up from, I usually do all that within my bed or on a chair sitting. Then I'll get ready, get dressed, go to the office, and then my trading related stuff begins, reading a lot of information, etc. I don't usually exercise in the morning. I'm not going to lie to you. And furthermore, I drive like 300 meters to the office.
Yes, things have definitely changed. I mean, doesn't sound like it for you, but definitely, right? So it's like back when we were still going to the office, you know, I have to do a little bit of walking to get to the office. So I kind of consider that my exercise. And, you know, when I was still going to the office, then that was a time where I was not necessarily doing the meditation, but I was listening to kind of guided meditations as I was walking to the streetcar stop, and I'd be listening to it on the streetcar, and then that would get me into the office basically to do the pre-market stuff. So yeah, things have changed around a little bit, but you know, the main components stay.
Adapt, right? And adjust, baby. That's what we do, right?
Exactly. Keep the foundations. You just got to keep the fundies, and everything else takes care of itself.
Yeah. Can we talk about meditation for 1 second? Because I think a lot of people have a hard time doing it. Then like, we'll give you the routine. The routine's easy. It'll take us less 10 minutes. But like, I think meditation, we can do a whole episode on this. In fact, we should, Mark. Like, you know, meditation's hard for people to comprehend because they think there's a whole like approach. The hard part is knowing if you're doing it right or not, right? At the beginning, let me tell you what meditation is. Meditation and where it comes from. Do you know the root of meditation, Mark, and why it's so recharging? Here's what's going to blow your mind. It goes back to like very historic, the beginnings of human beings. What is meditation? Meditation is simply focus. Focus on one thing only. That's why a lot of meditations get you to focus on your breathing. Like, hey, here's the air, it's purple going into your toes. Visualize that. What you're doing is focusing your senses on just your breathing, one thing. You sit there and look at a pen and you can block out all other thoughts. You're meditating. Mark being on the streetcar on the way to the office, listening to something and focusing solely on that. Feel like you're transcending sitting in the streetcar and you're there in a whole realm listening to one thing. That's meditation. You know, you looking at somebody's shoes on the streetcar and focusing on nothing else. It's meditation. It comes back to very primal roots, Marky. When we were out in the field hunting, all right, what would happen if you tried to take as much info as possible everywhere? You would die, right? The hunter would become the hunted. And so meditation puts you in a peaceful state because that's what's allowed us to succeed as human beings, just to be able to extreme focus on one thing without any doubt, just like focus on it. It's just beautiful. You know that moment where like they show athletes, like The Last Dance with Jordan, where he's taking these shots and like it's floating in the air and they take the screenshot picture that freezes in time. Look at him in that moment. It's so like extreme focus. And it's hard to explain until you feel it. So if you're wondering how to start meditating, you shouldn't be wondering whether you should start. You should 1,000% start. Meditation and hypnosis is in locker rooms of every professional sports team around the world. You got to know that. Hypnosis on a very advanced level is part of it. And I can show you references for that. So you got to meditate. But if you're wondering, hey, am I doing it right or not? Just start by focusing on one thing. Eventually, you'll know what it's supposed to feel like. All right? If you have a hard time shutting off your mind, choose something simple to focus on. Not your breathing. Just look at a pen for 1 minute and try not to think anything. You can't do that? Look at a pen for 10 seconds. Start small. Work your way up. So let's do this routine, Marky. What do you think?
I think that's a great point. And just one thing to add, if you're anything like me and you've got, I give myself a self-prescribed trouble of focusing, all right, start off with the guided meditation. Because for somebody, if you're like me, like I said, if you're like me and you're reading it and you're reading the meditation, then your mind's going to start wandering. Right. So really, really, you're going to give yourself the best chance of getting the benefits of meditation. You know, if you really commit to it and follow a guided one to start off. And then once you start getting into the habit of that, you'll find it a little bit easier to focus. And then from there on in, you can start, you know, kind of playing around with different types of meditation. Because there's a whole, like, you know, like I thought there was meditation was just meditation until I actually started doing it. And then it's just a Pandora's box. Of what you can do.
And it can go deep, and then you could like you could go in some super deep meditation where you're actually in a deeper state than sleep. And so just start out. You're not going to get there right away, but start out. And the tips I'd give you for meditating is put your headphones in your ears. Headphones separate the outside world, which is an added layer of benefit, and then have a guided one. And do it in a quiet space. If you have kids and you have six kids running around in the morning, that's probably not a good place to meditate. You got to chunk out. Even 5 minutes a day is huge. You can only do 1 minute. It's better than no minutes. But do a little bit of it because it's a big part of the routine. And Marky, do you have your phone nearby?
Yes, I do.
Would you be comfortable telling people what your favorite one is on Insight Timer? Like, which one was your favorite when you first started that helped you kind of get the benefits of meditation?
Sure. Let me find it for you. I like to do ones on affirmations.
Oh, that's powerful.
Yeah, those are really nice ones.
And what time frame usually? Like, what do you enjoy? Like 5 minutes? I'm just curious.
Like, I like 5:10.
Yeah.
I've kind of flirted with the longer ones, and I find myself a little bit wandering. My mind starts wandering towards the end. So like 5 to 10 minutes is really my sweet spot. 5, 10, 15 minutes. Which one was this one? There it is. This one's actually 30 minutes. All right. I don't really usually listen to the full thing, but it's called Positive Affirmation for Prosperity.
All right. Who's the buy? On Insight Timer. It should be.
Read more. Ayana Nelson Freeman.
Let's send her some love. So you guys check it out. This is, like Mark said, you don't have to finish the full thing. But because in our routine, the first thing is going to be meditation, we wanted to really dig deep into the art of meditation. And again, you do a whole episode on just this topic alone. Styles of meditation for traders. I mean, I could even write you one. And Marky, thank you for sharing that with our listeners. I'm sure they're going to enjoy it. I'm going to check it out too. I wrote it down myself. And awesome. So let's get into the routine. What do you think?
I like it.
All right, let's go through it. So here's a morning trading routine. This is the concept of it is called savers. Do your savers. Basically, it'll save you and give you a great morning. This is a concept that I did not develop. This is from Hal Elrod in the book Miracle Morning. I love this book because it combined six aspects, all right, from all different morning routines of very highly successful people and combined into one super, concise routine that should take 60 minutes a day. If 60 minutes is a lot, because he says, wake up at 5 a.m. and do this for an hour. Some people are going to be like, what are you talking about? I believe that the greatest power is in creating things that at the beginning are doable. You know, a lot of people jump in, yeah, I'd love to do 60 minutes a day. How about you start with something with low activation energy, something 10 minutes, then work your way up to it. So he recommends doing 10 minutes of each of these things for a total of an hour. If you just do 1 minute of each of these things for a total of 6 minutes, it's going to be way better than what you're doing now if it's nothing. Okay, so number one is silence. And the S in SAVOR stands for silence. It's basically meditation. It's focus on just one thing, allowing yourself to exist, you know, by just focusing on a single thing. There's too many thoughts in our mind. And when we clear the slate, we give our power back. So number one is silence of the SAVORs. I guess it's not really a number. The S in SAVORs. That's how numbers focused I am as a trader. You know, Marky, all my life, man, I feel like I've been battling, like not battling, but I have an analytical George and then like an empath George. It's not really an empath. It's like self-talk. Like I'm auditory digital. Most people are visual people and I'm mostly auditory digital, which means self-talk. I'll talk myself through a lot of things. It's just kind of been always a battle, like analyticals. It's funny that I look at SAVORs, I'm like number one.
Just automatically goes to numbers.
Yeah, I did like the S. You want to pick it up?
Yeah, sure. So just kind of to Georgie's point there, silence is really the whole idea is to quiet your mind, block out any chatter, any distractions, and start your day off with calm thoughts. Right, that's really the idea behind the S, behind silence. Number two, you guys have heard me mention this, you know, as part of my routine, affirmations. The A stands for affirmations. All right, so if you guys are not too sure what affirmations are, these are essentially some encouraging words you can tell yourself to achieve your goals. Right, achieve your goals, overcome fears, be happy, healthy, etc. Live out your purpose. So this can really be anything. Anything that you want it to be. You want to make sure that you word it correctly, right? I am, two of the most important words in the English vocabulary, right? A couple of examples of affirmations that traders can use would be something like writing down 10 times before, you know, you start the day, I'm a consistently profitable trader. I'm in control of my emotions. I am a successful risk manager, right? Little things like that, if you repeat these affirmations, they will eventually become your reality. All right, so affirmation is, again, I was going to say the second one. Affirmation is the A in SAVORs.
Yep, that's awesome. This is your number focus too.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Go figure that we're traders.
Oh yeah.
So you know what I love about affirmations is that they're statements of things that you are. The way that we use I am in life, we're misusing it. You know, we use I am and then attach negativity to it. And then you create that state of negativity. When you use the words I am, they're the two most powerful words in the language, of any language, because anything that comes after it happens. Okay, so be very careful. It's an identity. Remember, there's logical levels of the mind, and identity was at the top, environment at the bottom. Remember that, Marky? We talk about that one of the episodes.
Yep.
I mean, we'll have to.
I don't remember which one off the top of my head.
Me either. We've done like 26 and I'm lost. But so there's environment and then there's identity at the top. And from the environment, the least important one to create change. Identity, if you shift that, everything else shifts below it, it trickles down. And so, you know, when you look at an I am statement, it's so important because it could shift your identity. Before you say an I am statement, make sure it serves you. It's very easy to ruin the satisfaction in your life by attaching the wrong words after I am. Be very, very careful. All right. if you just apply that, your life changes super drastically. So I am a consistently profitable trader. I love that. I am successful. I am in control of emotions. Let me tell you how not to use affirmations, because I see these mistakes done a lot. You know, something like this: I am now closer to my goal. Okay. Why is that a bad affirmation? Because if you were indeed closer to your goal, is that your goal? That means you actually haven't accomplished your goal. So you're affirming that you haven't accomplished that which you want. How is that serving you? Right? And I know a lot of people say, you know, I am successful. You know, I'm losing money on a daily basis trading. How the hell am I going to believe I am successful? Right? I'll tell you this. No matter what it is, if you're going to be successful a year from now, a month from now, a week from now, what you're doing right now is a part of the identity of somebody who already is successful. So you have to believe that you are successful. This is just the journey a successful person takes. your unique journey, but you deserve success. This is very, very, very important. All right, you got to be super crystal clear on these affirmations, because if you affirm the wrong way, you could also do damage. And so the formula is I am and something positive, and not something that you're wanting. I am wanting more money. Great, I'll give you a penny. You should never ask for more money again in your life. So, you know, when you use I am, be specific and be from the frame of accomplishment already. So I am, you know, it is, this is kind of like goal setting, but if you say, I want to make $200 a day, that's not an affirmation. That's a, you're failing your goal. You're saying, I am making $200 a day, all right? And don't make it a numbers goal. Make it like a qualitative thing. I am full of love. I am successful. I am in control of emotions. I love the ones that Mark wrote, because those are much more important than trading.
Exactly. And so that is the affirmation, right? So next one here is the V, that is visualization. That's what it stands for. And so visualization in this step here, you're going to want to imagine yourself doing each thing, you know, step by step that you need to do in order to accomplish your goals, right? Then you're going to want to imagine what it feels like when you succeed, all right? And one of the great examples that you can use to relate this back to trading, because we are building a great morning trader routine here. So one of the ways that you can visualize is visualize yourself having the perfect session. All right, visualize what it would feel like sitting down at your trade station and having a green day. You know, visualize or recall the last time you had a green day, what it felt like. You know, most days when it feels like, you know, you just can't miss. What did that day feel like? Imagine playing that day out again in your head before the trade before the session starts. Another idea is you can have a Hall of Fame. All right, Hall of Fame is, especially as it relates to trading, Hall of Fame would be a case study, if you will, of all of your best trades. All right, if you're visualizing what those trades looked like, what those trades felt like, you know, it's really important. This is something that you want to anchor when you're going through that emotion, so that you have something that you can recall when you're going to do your visualization, right? So that's another big one. Using your Hall of Fame, looking at trades that made you some good money and replaying those in your head. Imagine taking, getting, or catching another one of those trades on today's session. How would that feel? What does that feel like, right? Get yourself in that frame of mind, and then you're going to attract what you're seeing.
I love that, Marky. You know, and I'll give you a 1-2 punch of how I used to do it. And I'll even tell you how it changed. So, Marky, for the visualization, what I used to do is just visualize the trades, right? The problem sometimes was, I'm going to be honest with you, is that, you know, I know how to trade. And so it's not a surprise for me to have a good day some days. Some days it's more challenging. You know, I'm not saying that from a cocky standpoint, but like, I'm not surprised to have good trading days. And some days I found that even though I was super motivated or super positive about the trading experience, I wasn't really motivated to show up. You know, it sounds odd to say that, but like, you'd show up, you're like, you know, it's another day, another dollar. And you know what really changed it for me? And I haven't had an unmotivated day in trading since this one shift. I started visualizing what I'm going to do with success, and as if though I have it right now. It was so much more inspiring. It's like, think about this. We're not trading to make money. We're trading to do something with that money. What is it that you're going to do? Might want to open a school in Africa. I don't know. That's an extreme, you know, gratuitous thing. You might want to take your family on vacation. All right. You might want to go fishing with your friends. You might want to go camping, cottage, whatever. Do that. Do that in your mind. There's proof that your brain doesn't know the difference between visualization and the actual activity. If you know how to visualize with all your senses, so that means see, hear, feel, smell, touch, everything that you're seeing, that you're visualizing. And so if you visualize, once I'm doing this with the money from trading, you know, I'm visualizing a camping experience with my friends, vacation with my family, with as much vivid details as possible. How come that's powerful? Because you're gonna have to trade positively to get there. And if you visualize that it's already happened, now it's got to happen. It's a law of this universe that very few people know how to use their advantage and benefit from. And so if you're visualizing things that you would do after you made money, it's impossible. Well, I don't want to say impossible. The lawyer here is going to probably be like, but it's a law that you're going to get there. And I love visualizing things that are huge goals and as if though I have them right now. It's such a motivator for me, fuel in the tank. So that's a 1-2. Visualize what you're going to do with the profit from trading and then visualize a successful day that's going to create those things you visualize with first. Goes higher, like a vision, you know, like a survival thing. Make it a bigger thing than yourself. It's so powerful, guys. I do that every morning. Remember I said visualizing? That's what I do. I visualize the next goals of my life.
I really like that point that you brought up about making it more about your purpose.
Yeah, exactly. That's
huge. You could
have summed up the last 5 minutes by just saying
that. That's huge. But yeah, let's continue on with the remainder of these savers here. So we are now on the E, which stands for the exercise.
Oh, I thought it was ecstasy.
Remember what we said about those negative rituals, guys. So exercise. Now, granted, this doesn't have to be anything crazy. You don't have to be, you know, powerlifting or running a marathon here. The idea is just to get some blood and oxygen flowing to the brain. All right, so it can be 5 minutes of something simple. You can run in place. You can do a couple of jumping jacks. And you can just get your body moving. All right, this is not something that's directly related to trading, but in doing so, in getting, you know, blood and oxygen going to your brain, you're going to clear up some of your mental clarity. You're going to get the blood flowing and you're going to get yourself in the best possible mindset to accomplish your trading goals, right? So exercise, this one kind of summarizes itself. Just get moving, couple of minutes in the morning, and then move on to the next one here, which is R, like a pirate.
R is what? It's reading. I don't know. Do you read a lot of stuff, Mark?
I do.
What percentage of it is trading related stuff? Let me guess. Zero. Or no?
Yeah. Nowadays, yeah. Like for the morning, for my morning routine, 0% trading based. I'll still look at some trading based stuff, but that's more like economic reports and stuff like that. So yeah. Majority of it is actually personal development books. A lot of stuff that you've kind of put me on from The Office. I like to read, I'm just looking at my bookshelf. I've got a couple of things. I can't really see the names, but just off the top of my hill, we have, The Power of the Subconscious Mind. Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. We've got Tools of Titans here by Tim Ferriss. This is a big one. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. Yeah, we've got a lot of books. And one of the things that I like to do with the reading, the way that I kind of look at it is I want to read something that inspires me. Inspires me to do something, or it helps me develop in a certain way, right? I think there's a time and place to read, you know, if you prefer whatever, fictional books, non-fictional books, etc. There's a time and place for that. For the morning routine, because we're in the interest of getting our brains in the right place, I think personal development books or things that are going to inspire you are going to help you achieve that a lot better than, you know, reading a book about aliens or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So to me, it's important to do something that inspires me. And, you know, whether it's something that inspires or gives me a moment to kind of reflect and have some gratitude for, then by all means, that's kind of the path that I want to be on.
I do the same for reading. I read things that inspire me and help me grow. And oftentimes I'll let manifestation bring the next book to me. You know, if you're alert, aware, and present in the moment, you'll often be told what the next step is. Sometimes I'll discover it in one book that leads me to another, or like some research I'm doing or an email. It's very miraculous that comes about. But at the moment, I'm reading something that wasn't manifested. I'm reading The Wonder Weeks about babies. Like, what are the developments that babies go through at certain points in their life? It's pretty phenomenal, man. The growth that they go through in such short spurts. It explains why they're fussy at certain weeks of since they're born, and almost to like the day they predict fussiness, new learned behaviors, and how to apply them. I find that book fast. It's teaching me a lot about trading.
Ironically enough, huh?
Yeah. Go figure. More than, you know, any trading book, even my own. And my trading book, spoiler alert, isn't really a trading book on strategy. It's more like the journey of story, which is what we learn from. And the S on savers. We've come to the last
second
one.
S.
Oh, yeah. The last S. It starts with an S and ends with an S. Is what, Marky? You want to do this one? You should do it.
Sure. The last S is scribing. All right. So this is writing or journaling something, right? It's a great process to kind of get your thoughts and reflect on your life. And it's really going to help you be a lot more self-aware and more articulate. All right. And this is one that I kind of wanted to bring up because there's a great little section on this in this book by Tim Ferriss called Tools of Titans. And he kind of has a five-minute journal that he's got on his in this book. And so what he does is he basically uses his five-minute journal and very, very simple. All he does is in the morning, he writes three things he's grateful for, three things that would make the day great, and three daily affirmations. That's it. Five-minute journal.
Simple enough, right? The more simple it is, the quicker you're going to finish it, the more likely it is that you're going to do it.
Exactly. And so, right, K-I-S-S, keep it simple, silly. And so, just doing that gives you a chance to kind of, like I mentioned when I was mentioning my own morning routine, it gives you a chance to kind of reflect, clear any thoughts you might be having, and start the day with kind of like a fresh mindset. It's almost kind of like a brain dump, if you will. Imagine having a cloud over your head in the morning, and by putting it on paper, by putting pen to paper and getting that off, you've now cleared up those clouds and you can proceed on the day with beautiful sunshine. All right. And so that's what scribing does for me. Kind of just helps me balance myself.
Can I be honest with you on this one?
Maybe.
This is the one. I'm going to be anyways, whether you like it or not. Marky, this is the one that I don't do anymore. And I'll tell you why I don't do it. Not because you shouldn't. I don't do it anymore because I've done it so often that I've already experienced the benefit of it. And you know what the benefit of it is? In any given day, I've kept track of this until the point I stopped keeping track. I probably have 3 to 5 negative thoughts only. And it's really changed my life. Journaling, gratitude, what I'm grateful for helps you see what you're grateful for. And then when you build gratitude, it's like a muscle. When you exercise and build gratitude, every single day you're going to see so much joy in the simplest activities because you're grateful for what you're doing. And once you build gratitude, you can't unlearn it. It's phenomenal. So I don't do this anymore because I literally walk around being grateful for every single thing. You have no idea how the level of gratitude I feel. But we'll also talk about that some other episode. I think sometimes gratuity can be taken advantage of by other people and that how not to let that happen. But anyways, I love this one. Scribing, journal something, write. It's very important. And I used to do it on the computer on Evernote, but when I did it on pen and pad, I had the best benefit of it. Something about putting ink to paper is just a magical process.
Yeah, it's therapeutic, man.
Love it.
Exactly. So that's it, guys. Those are really the six core components that go into making a solid morning trading routine. All right. So now it's really your turn to create your morning routine, right? You've got these six categories, silence, affirmation, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. You can choose what works for you. You can try them all, right? But the main thing here is to start. All right, choose what energizes you, what motivates you, and what empowers you to perform at the highest level.
I love that, man. It's not about doing the ones you like. Start out doing them all. Rather than doing 10 minutes of each, do them for 1 minute. 6-minute morning routine. Try them out. Stick with it for 21 days. Enough time to really know what works for you, doesn't it? And then the most important thing is to create your own. It's not optional. High performers are high performers for a reason, and they have a high performing routine behind them. As a trader, you got to create your own and you got to get empowered, all right, and commit to it. So try it out. If you guys want to share yours, put it in the comments. I'd love to read it and give you some feedback. And, I really hope you guys take this episode and apply it because this is a game changer.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm kind of curious to see what kind of routines you guys come up with. And we'd be really happy to see if you guys can share that in the comments of this episode. We'll see what kind of routines you guys have come up with. So that's going to be all for today's episode, Trade Pros. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. Again, if you guys know anybody that might find today's lesson particularly helpful on their trading journey, please share this episode with them. In addition to that, if you guys are enjoying this podcast and you think it provides value to traders such as yourself, please go ahead and leave us a rating and a review on iTunes. It's really going to help us get in front of other traders. So until next time, everyone, good luck and good trading. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.